Hello, this is Sandra from Very Good with Women podcast. And at my kitchen table, I have a very special guest. It's Janneke van der Brink. She's a best-selling author of the book Financieel Vrij, Financial Free, and also known as the Financieel Vrije Vrouw. That's in Dutch, the Financial Free Woman.
Yeah.
I think you would call it like that.
Exactly.
And well, besides that, she has set up an online learning community called FIRE.
FIRE Masterclass.
Yeah. Yes. So, well, I let Janneke do almost all of the talking. Well, welcome, Janneke, in this podcast.
I'm
very honored that I'm having a best-selling author as a guest.
Oh, yes.
Well, can you please introduce yourself and tell something about you as a person, but also as an entrepreneur?
Of course, yes. I started my journey about FIRE, actually. FIRE stands for Financial Independence Retire Early. I first heard of it, I think it was 2016. And I was like, wow, does this exist? Can you really, you know, let money work for you instead of you always working for money?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that was like sort of an eye-opener. And that was actually when I started my journey to become financially free. And so I started investing. And also my husband was really like, okay, wow, is this possible? And we started investing in real estate, and now I'm here in Portugal, in Ferragudo.
And you've invested here also in real estate, or did you do that also only in the Netherlands?
Until now, only in the Netherlands, but we are searching for nice pieces of real estate here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Only, we've been here now, 6 months? Yeah, almost 6 months.
Yeah.
And we are traveling around the world since December last year. And first we went to Curaçao and to Mexico with husband and our little daughter of 5 years old. I just told it to the owner here that we've seen a lot of countries. But when we drove into Portugal, we were like, okay, wow, I think this is the place we want to stay.
And what was that exactly, the wow feeling?
Yeah, it's really hard to explain because it's kind of like a feeling. You know, we were married in Malaga, Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And we really loved it there, but I never saw myself living there. And I think it has to do with the kindness of the Portuguese people. And but also, of course, that you can speak a little bit English here, because when you're from Holland, of course, you don't speak Portuguese.
Well, not everybody, no.
Spanish, for me, no. I don't speak Spanish, so it was really hard to arrange a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
We did, but don't ask how. And so we drove in Portugal. We were like, wow, this is... I think this is the place.
Yeah. But so when you first came here, so you came across the border from Spain to Portugal.
Yeah.
And you didn't know anybody. So how did you get to the Algarve?
Well, actually, friends of ours already were here.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been here for 5 months. They have a house in Spain, in Malaga.
Mm-hmm.
That's a coincidence, actually, but we met each other because of a podcast as well.
Yeah. And these podcasts are
they're
amazing.
Yeah,
they bring you everywhere.
They are, because you really meet people from from everywhere.
True.
And because of the podcasts, you meet people that are alike, you
mm-hmm.
know, and that have the same values and same goals. So, they were staying here in Ferragudo.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, it's so, so nice here. And why don't you give a call to the owner of the house we are renting right now? So we did. And we actually didn't search anything other than that. And we were just like, okay, we have a place.
Yeah.
We will drive. We will drive to that place. And
We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. And that's how we... came here, actually.
Yeah.
And it really was exactly what she told us.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And now you're going to stay here or moving?
Yeah, we are going to stay in Portugal, but yeah, we are actually, because we are looking for a place to buy as well, and it would be really nice to have a nice plot, and there we can build our own house. That is, yeah, kind of like a dream for us. But first we need to rent for a little while.
To get settled and get more of a feel.
Exactly.
How it is here.
Yeah. And also for our daughter of 5 years old. She's going to school now, a Dutch school actually. She is learning Portuguese and English.
I think children, they pick it up more easily than we do, or faster.
Yeah, that's really true. Only the thing is with a Dutch school that it's more easy, of course. It's easier for them to speak in their own language. So they won't switch that easy then. But we will put her on dance classes and things like
that. So she can meet Portuguese.
Exactly,
friends.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think then we will rent for a year. Not precisely a year, but a year contract. And then we can... take a look where we want to live.
Yeah.
So, and the thing is, because we traveled so much the past year, we went to so many places that it's also like, finally, you know, we have a place now where we can stay, where our daughter goes to school, where she actually, you know, is staying with the people she meets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important for to her as well.
Yeah.
Because she really, you
get
know,
a solid base.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And even though it was really adventurous to just go sell our house and move to wherever. Really adventurous. It was for our daughter sometimes a little bit hard as well.
Yeah, of course. So 5 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it was really nice because the journey to financial freedom actually brought us here. And also my husband, who worked as a police officer in Holland, and then for the government, he was also totally changed because of the subject. Because we both had something like, okay, we work so hard for money, but why can't we let money work for us?
Yeah, and enjoy it more.
And enjoy the time.
Yeah.
Because it's not about cars and about big houses.
No.
We actually just sell everything. We sell everything, sold everything. And we actually now really feel free, you know, to go where we want.
Yeah.
And that was actually what financial freedom was for us.
Yeah. And about your company, you... it's now a Dutch company, I think. You want to make it a Portuguese company and go international also with your book?
Yeah. With my book, certainly. The company, I don't know for sure.
Hmm.
Because I really sometimes think that as an entrepreneur, if you want to be financially free, you fight yourself out of a rat race.
Yeah.
But when you will become an entrepreneur,
you
are getting into your own red race.
Yeah. You create your own.
Yeah,
we created
our own red race. And I've worked so hard for the last years. And I was like, but this was not really what I had in mind.
So how are you going to solve that?
Yeah, well, the thing is, I will stop with the FIRE masterclasses, the online masterclasses. But the book was actually a little bit of my, not last word, that's really, you know, like depressing. I'm dying or something.
Here you are, you have a book, now I'm going.
I'm going, bye-bye. Set my things down. No, it's more like, everything we went through is in the book. And that's also really, we got really nice, how do you call it? The people that read it were so happy that I wrote it down. And for me as well, because of course it was a journey and we also had a lot of things that weren't going well, you know?
So maybe the readers recognize your journey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not nothing to just sell your house and leave everything behind.
No.
That you know.
No, it's a big thing.
And yeah, and start a new life. But the beautiful thing about that is that you meet beautiful new people and that you are traveling around the world. And yeah, you can be a nice example as well for your daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that your life is so short.
Mm-hmm, true.
So I had with the book, I really had, okay, this is the word. This is what I really wanted to send out in the world.
Yeah. And so I it's really a personal, it's your personal story.
Yeah.
And but with a business like twist or lesson.
That's actually also really about investing.
Yeah.
Because what I do also with the FIRE Masterclass is learning. I started really with my target group was were women.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really thought that there are not a lot of women that are investing mm-hmm. in, for instance, in real estate or in stocks. So I was like, you know, I have to do something about that because it's not that hard.
No.
And of course, banks and advisors of banks will tell you that it's really hard, but it's actually, it's not,
no.
You know, especially with the internet, it's so easy.
Just common sense, maybe.
Yeah, it's common sense.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that was what I really to send out. And then there I had my FIRE masterclasses online. Later on it was for also of course for men and for starters.
Mm-hmm.
But for now it's more like, you know, I think the book will really help because it is my journey of all the investments we made, but also all the mistakes.
Yeah.
No. So it's not only my personal story, it's also what are stocks? You know, and what is real estate?
Yeah,
actually, and all the things we did, you can read in a book.
So it's like a real estate Bible or an investing Bible.
Yeah, it's more like an investing. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And not maybe not really a Bible because it's our stories,
mm-hmm.
how what we did, and of course our interpretation of what everything is.
Yeah,
but also crypto and. What is Bitcoin, you know? So
yeah.
Explanation of everything. But also how we look at the system,
mm-hmm.
you know, at why our money system works like it works,
yeah.
you know? And yeah, those kind of things I really find important as well.
Yeah.
Because then we know why we are actually running in this red race all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's. I think it's everything together.
And why do you think it's such a popular book? Have become a popular book?
Yeah, I think because not a lot of people share also their own experiences
mm-hmm.
and their own stories about. For me, for instance, my brother committed suicide, and that was actually where my journey started.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really personal, of course,
yeah,
and not a lot of people want to speak about that.
No,
but it was so important for me to take the step. And I think everyone has just a point in their life that they think, okay, wait, how did I end up here?
Yeah, something has to happen before you change the way that you are going.
Exactly,
change your route.
Yeah,
yeah.
And actually, that journey is also in the book. So it's really like from the start. So when you read it and you never invested in your life, it's also really interesting just to see how you think about money.
Yeah.
Because also that is really important. A lot of people think, you know, I am broke.
Yeah.
But only the words, if you speak that words, you are broke.
Yeah.
Because you think broke.
Yeah.
But you can also think rich.
Of course, yeah.
And that is actually so important.
So it's really also like a mindset thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And,
yeah.
you know, everything is mindset.
Yeah.
Because also, the successful entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
It's also mindset.
Yeah.
They think
big.
Yeah, they think
big. They think in abundance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They think there's enough for everyone.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's I think that the book is popular because of that.
Hmm.
Because you really start at the beginning, and also what is your why? Because a lot of people say, yeah, I want freedom and I want to escape the rat race.
Yeah.
But why?
Why? Yeah.
And what are you going to do with the freedom?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it's a bit too general to say, yeah, I want freedom, because what is freedom for you? For
exactly.
Everybody it's different.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that is the thing, because when I wrote it down, I was also like, okay, that's why I want the freedom. You know, I want freedom to go wherever I want to go. And I had the feeling that my life was being taken over by companies, yeah, that I didn't have any, you know, affection with. You know, I didn't have the feeling that I was, you know, actually adding value to the marketplace.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, that was a...
It didn't resonate.
No.
With the things that you wanted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if you... Once you're out of that rat race, you start thinking, okay, how did I come here?
Yeah.
What happened to me? And yeah, that is all in the book. And then also, of course, how I started, you know, with my first investment,
mm-hmm,
and how really excited it was.
Yeah,
you know,
of course, yeah.
It was really exciting and really also scared, you know, yeah. I was really scared
too.
Because it was a lot of money, and it was my own house, and I used the value of the house, and I hired a mortgage, mm-hmm, to get out the money, and that was my first investment. But yeah, those kind of steps are really it really feels risky.
Yeah,
you know, to take those steps, and
get your adrenaline pump work faster.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So. But the thing is, if you, for me it was a real estate,
mm-hmm,
but also the small things are really big, you know, and that's what I'm really trying to clear up in the book. That a lot of people think, oh, I don't have money, or those little steps that's not really important if you. Look over 10 years, but they are.
Yeah.
So every small step.
You cannot skip the small steps.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And all the small steps are very big steps.
Yeah.
And every time there you have a little, you have the feeling that it's not comfortable, but you are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's when you grow.
Yeah.
So you will grow like every year, you know?
Yeah. But there's a kind of a need within you, I think.
Yeah.
If you want to grow, there's a need inside of you.
Yeah, you have to have something of a why.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have that, and that's why it's so important to also write down what you want.
Mm-hmm.
What is your goal? I mean, why do you, when will you make those kind of steps in your life?
Yeah.
Because if it's too easy where you are now, you will probably never take the steps.
No.
And it's really hard to get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. But growing is painful.
Yeah, it is painful.
Yeah, it is.
So you really have to want it.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. I mean, you know. Yeah.
I know.
Exactly.
Yeah. And is there, because now you're in the second print of the book, I think.
Yeah.
So is there a sequel coming? Are you already writing?
Well, now, not really. No, I'm. I was really tired, you know, because I wrote a book when I just sold when we just sold our house.
Yeah,
and we're traveling with our little daughter of 5 years old, and now there's a second one coming.
Yeah,
so I'm really tired.
So now you're going to be a mom.
Yeah,
for the next couple of months.
Yeah, and I really look forward to that, because also when. My daughter came. She was also really a reason for me to be financial free.
Yeah,
and because of her, I was running a lot. And I can remember when she was just she was born, and I was looking at real estate everywhere, and I took her everywhere, you know, with my maxi cozy in my hand, and yeah, she. the only thing I had on my mind was, okay, I need to be financially free because I don't want to be in the office from 8 until 6.
Yeah.
And or 9 to 5, but in my case it was from 8 to 6. So I was like, yeah, that what I really don't want, because I want to live, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot imagine that this is the meaning of life.
Yeah.
So this time I'm like, okay, now I'm an entrepreneur, and the same thing is happening again.
Yeah, of course.
So
you fall in your own trap.
Really?
If you're not careful.
And you know, the thing is, you can take yourself out of a rat race, but you cannot take the rat race out of you.
Yeah, true.
So that is really, it's really hard and really important that you know this. And that's why I actually, I'm now doing a podcast and interviews, but I think from the 1st of April, I will also be a little more quiet on the socials and more focus on
more me time, maybe.
I really also want more connection with the baby that is growing inside of me.
Yeah,
and that is possible, I think, but not if you're totally busy all the time.
No, because you're not just a writer or an investor or an entrepreneur. You're also a woman.
Yeah,
and you're a mother, and you're a wife.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And sometimes you forget that.
Yeah.
When you're...
Because so caught up in everything that you do.
Yeah.
Because you like what you do.
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of an addiction as well.
Yeah.
Because it's so nice to do. And it's so nice that you finally have something.
But it gives you a lot of satisfaction also.
Yeah.
Yeah. And fulfillment.
And I really think as well that when the baby's born and I have the rest and I feel less restless. Because that's what I really have felt all the last couple of years, because I was running towards my goals.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy that I can check all the boxes now.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's also time to just, you know, like sit down, be quiet and, you know, let it come to me. And also to know if I'm on the right path.
Yeah.
Because I just don't want... I'm writing about financially freedom, but I'm working my ass off. So that's I don't feel that is the meaning of all this.
And no.
I just want to be also like, an example for my children.
Of course, yeah,
yeah.
So how do you see yourself in the next 2 years as a person, as a woman, as a mother, as a wife, and as an entrepreneur?
Yeah. Well,
do you have goals?
Yeah, well, our goal is now, my goal, actually, also my husband's, but my husband is really, he is now in a place where I was a few years ago.
Yeah.
Because he went from 9 to 5 jobs. He went, of course, also to entrepreneur, and he is now, just found his spark.
Yeah.
And he's really, you know, like, going crazy, but he's just so excited.
Yeah.
And that's really good, you know, and where I want to be, I really would, I see myself with my family on a nice piece of land here in Portugal, mm-hmm. with nice little lemon and orange trees.
And chickens.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, chickens, maybe a little horse So yeah, that's actually what I really would like, you know, just to have the rest to build that for my family.
Yeah.
And when I found that rest, then we will pick it up from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want to go enter a race, the red race again.
Exactly. Yeah.
Then you remind yourself, okay, this is the quiet. I want the more quiet life.
Yeah.
Or the slow life.
Yeah, but because
that's
the thing
how we
is,
call it in Portugal.
And I really think that you have that as well. Especially as an entrepreneur, you always see chances everywhere.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's really exhausting.
Yeah, it is.
You're like, oh my God, there's another chance.
So a hashtag, why you see a chance, take it.
Yeah. And then some people just don't see it. And then you're like, oh my God, how is it possible that you cannot see this?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to, you know, like jump on this one. But
it's also a thing here in Portugal, I think, because here the creativity, it goes on and on and on.
Yeah. That's
really
true.
It's quite different here.
Yeah, because of the feeling you have here.
Yeah, the vibe is so different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more like it's yeah, the feeling is more that you have more rest.
Yeah.
And that's when things come to you.
Yeah. But I hear that from a lot of entrepreneurs or people who are in the podcast. They say there's just a feeling you cannot say what kind of feeling it is,
no.
But there is something.
Yeah.
That's within you, and it encourages you to be more creative and think differently.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I felt actually when I drove into Portugal. And yeah, I never felt it before.
No.
And I was really glad that I felt it, because I actually was also really tired of traveling.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And see so many places, because we of course went to the different countries, but mm-hmm. In the countries itself also we traveled a lot. And yeah, went from place to place, didn't have a house anymore, and yeah.
And now you've more the idea that you're settling down.
Yeah, and now I really have the idea that I can finally, take some stuff with me,
yeah.
The stuff that I have in Holland.
Yeah.
That we can take that and we can build really like a home for our mm-hmm. daughter as
That's
well.
Important,
because
yeah.
She really misses her things.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has it... She said yesterday, I can finally my bed because there's a glijbaan. How do you call it?
A slide.
Yeah. A slide from the bed, and she really wants a slide from Holland here in Veragudu. So she said, okay, so we're going to live here. Okay, then I want this and I want that, and I'm yeah, that's okay.
Her old bedroom.
Yeah,
is coming in.
Exactly. It's coming in.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So we're almost at the end of the podcast.
Mm.
And I always ask my guests if they have something inspiring to say to the listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I do.
the whole conversation was already inspiring, but something special.
Yeah, the thing what I think is most important to remember is that when you are taking the journey towards any goal, mm-hmm. that you will always be traveling, and you will always learn stuff, and you will never actually be at the place that you at least that's what for me, you know, that I was like, okay, when I'm there, then I'm finally done.
Yeah,
you know, but for me it actually was, oh, now I'm here, and now I see all those other kind of things
mm-hmm.
where I would like to jump on, you know? And I think that's life, you know? So it's not that you make a goal, and when you have the goal, it's like, okay,
and you stop.
Now I can die, bye. No.
It's a bit
it's
much.
Actually just I actually told this on my book presentation as well. Like, well, okay, so I wrote a book now I can die.
Okay, well, that was it.
Yeah, that was it. It was nice speaking to you all. Bye-bye. But just your whole life is a journey, mm-hmm. you know? So you will keep on learning and will change your mind about things.
Yeah, never stop.
Yeah, you will never stop, you know? And and of course, if it goes, if we are talking about financially freedom, a lot of people, just one. Okay. Yeah. But okay. Yeah. That one. So yeah.
So keep your eyes open on your travels.
Yeah. Keep your eyes open and just learn and be happy. For your
yourself.
Travel and for your learnings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we have really come to the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
It's only 30 minutes.
Okay.
Could talk to you for hours.
Yeah.
But it's gone red already. So, so thank you very much, Janneke, for being my guest.
Yeah, thank you.
I think a lot of listeners will buy a book now.
I hope.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And we'll speak each other some other time. So thank you very much, listeners, for listening to this very inspiring podcast. We'll see you next time again. And maybe for another inspiring podcast. You never know. Ciao, ciao.